Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some livestock news, K-State programming, and finish up with some fall lawn and garden tips. But first, nominating a desired Kansas producer or landowner for the 2023 Kansas Bankers Association Conservation Award Program. This year, the Kansas Bankers Association, K-State Research and Extension, and the Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced six award categories: wildlife habitat, energy conservation, windbreaks, water quality, water conservation, and soil conservation. Please submit your nominations to our county office before November. In my livestock news, K-State Swine Day is scheduled for November 16th. Swine Day is a major highlight for swine producers. Faculty and staff share all their swine research conducted at K-State within the last year, including the latest information on nutrition, pigs' livability, and other industry issues. The opportunity to share, learn, and network brings together swine enthusiasts from across the state and the country. 2023 Swine Day will kick off with a technology trade show featuring more than 30 vendors. The trade show opens at 8 a.m. at the K-State Alumni Center in Manhattan and concludes at 4 p.m. The fee to register for the Swine Day is $25 per person if paid for by November 8th, and $50 after the date at the door. K-State students may attend free of charge if they register by November 8th. In my garden news, fall is an ideal time to set home landscaping up for spring success. Crisp fall temperatures may signal a step away from warmer summer weather, but it's not a time to completely put away our summer work. Several fall chores can set up lawns and gardens for success next spring. For our home lawns, leaves from trees can create a barrier to healthy lawns by blocking sunlight that the grass receives, creating dead areas in our lawn next spring. You need to get those leaves off the grass so you can have a healthy lawn next spring. Do some mulch mowing. After you get a thin layer of leaves on the layer, not 6 to 8 inches, but just a thin layer, take the bagger off your mower and mow over the leaves. The mower will chop and shred the leaves, and they will filter back into the soil surface. Mulch mowing breaks leaves down as compost to the soil level, releasing organic matter. Homeowners should consider mulch mowing when a thin layer of leaves covers the grass. Leaves can be added to the compost pile to mulch gardens next spring, or they can be spread in the base of shrubs and other areas this fall for soil amendments. Lawns should be mowed to their summer length before putting the mower away for the winter. Cool season lawns, such as tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass, may still be growing as late as Thanksgiving. Warm season lawns, like our Bermuda lawns, are usually done once the first frost hits. In our gardens, K-State suggests a full cleanup of gardens this fall, including removing the remaining vines and weeds. Gardeners should also consider spading or tilling the soil. Do a rough till this fall that leaves the soil looking chunky. Then in March or April, hit it again with a rake or a light till and you're ready to plant. Cleaning up and tilling the soil in the fall saves gardeners a common dilemma of waiting for wet soils to dry up before doing work in the spring. Watering of trees. In most winters, Kansas gets an adequate rain and snowfall for their trees, but this fall and winter, you might need to check the soil moisture around our trees and give the trees a drink of water on a warm day when the soil is not frozen. I would recommend doing this at least once or twice a month. And for our houseplants, when kept outside during the warmer months of the year, houseplants are exposed to many elements and insects. Homeowners should routinely check houseplants for insect development, aphids, whiteflies, spider mites, and others, once plants are moved inside. Once they are in our homes around 70 degrees, insects love to multiply really fast. Insecticidal soaps work really well in taking care of most indoor plant problems. Houseplants should not be fertilized during the winter months, and keep them on the dry side and watch for insects. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag or horticultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.